Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Many of you have heard of Title IX. That's the federal law giving female athletes equal opportunity in sports. Question is, does the law also protect LGBTQ students when it comes to their preferred pronouns in school and bathrooms? The Biden administration says yes. Several red states say no. And schools are stuck in the middle. For the details, let's bring in Erica Meltzer. She's national editor at Chalkbeat, our editorial partner. Chalkbeat is a nonprofit education news outlet. Hi, Erica.
Thanks for having me.
So at issue here are new federal regulations. The Biden administration argues LGBTQ students are protected against, quote, sex-based harassment under Title IX, which became law back in 1972. In practical terms, what would these rules do for transgender students?
Well, for example, if a school said that a student could not use a restroom that matched their gender identity, that could be a violation of Title IX. If people in the school persistently and deliberately misgendered someone and refused to call them by the name that they prefer, and it, to the point that it created a hostile environment, that could also be a violation. The rules don't necessarily say that someone's rights are violated if there's if someone slips up and makes a mistake, but if there's a real deliberate attempt to not recognize someone's gender identity, that would be a violation.
I see. And for supporters of this rule, what is happening in schools that is requiring these rules?
Well, we have a number of states across the country that have passed laws either requiring that bathrooms can only be used by the people who were assigned that sex at birth, that give teachers the right to not use someone's preferred name or pronoun. And there's also a lot of debate, as I'm sure your listeners know, about transgender students' participation in sports. Those actually aren't covered by these rules. There's going to be a separate rulemaking process for that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right after these rules came out last month, they were challenged in lawsuits from Republican officials in 15 red states. First of all, as far as their philosophy, their worldview, why are they objecting?
They believe that there are two sexes, that there is a binary between men and women, and that it's determined by the sex you are assigned at birth. And they are pointing to the language around sex and gender when Title IX was passed back in the 70s. And they're saying it was never intended to cover gender identity, that this is a new interpretation that goes far beyond the legislative intent.
Yeah, and help us understand a little bit more their legal argument that, as they put it, this is an attack on women and an attack on free speech?
Correct. They're saying, for example, if there is a teacher that fundamentally doesn't believe in the idea that your gender can change and that your gender is determined to some degree by how you feel about your gender, if they don't believe in that, they shouldn't be required to call you by the name that you prefer, or they shouldn't be required to use the pronouns that you prefer. They also believe that single gender spaces are important and that this rule would, you know, not provide women with protections of being in spaces where there aren't men. And they also believe, even though, as I said earlier, there are going to be a separate rule coming out for sports, they believe that all the arguments in this set of Title IX regulations are going to really open the door for participation by transgender athletes, even potentially at fairly elite levels.
Hmm. So where does this leave teachers and school administrators? I understand these rules from the Biden administration are scheduled to take effect on August 1.
Well, it partly depends on whether any of these states are successful in getting a stay in the courts blocking the rules from going into effect. A number of these state laws have been in effect for several years, and so teachers or school administrators who follow their state law might be potentially subject to a Title IX complaint. And at the same time, you know, their state government is there threatening them with various sanctions if they don't comply with state law. And I think it's important to keep in mind, you know, you also have students here who a lot of times are just trying to get through the school day. And we certainly heard from many transgender students that just anxiety about when they can go to the bathroom, if they'll be harassed in the bathroom, if they'll be safe in the bathroom, is a huge weight trying to get through the school day.
Yeah. Finally, you have spoken to some legal experts. Do they have any sense as to whether these challenges from these Republican officials might stick?
I would say most of the people that we talk to feel like the Title IX rules will be upheld. There's a decision, the Bostock decision, that did find that rules preventing sex discrimination do extend to gender identity. That case was an employment case, and the conservative legal argument is that Title IX opens up different questions around access to facilities, locker rooms, restrooms that have more implications for personal privacy. And by having so many lawsuits in different states, these are likely to come up through different circuit courts. And so if we see different circuit courts reaching different conclusions, that could potentially push the case to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will be watching these legal challenges. Erica Meltzer is national editor at Chalkbeat, the nonprofit education news outlet. Erica, thank you again.
Always a pleasure.